877-417-4179.
Dan Celia.
I want to be a nation that is on the biblical principles and the values and the ethics that are found in Scripture.
Personal economy.
Financial issues that you need to know.
Aligning morality with truth.
But I think it's time we ask ourselves if we still know the freedoms that were intended for us by the founding fathers.
Now, here's your host, Dan Celia.
Welcome back, Financial Issues. I'm Dan Celia. It's great to be here. 844-707-5533. 844-707-5533. All the indices down significantly. Anything 1% or more in a day is significant. We've got everything down at almost 1.5%. The NASDAQ, not one and a quarter, but significant moves on the indices, giving back a fair amount of what we gained last week. Looks like it's going to hold. Doesn't seem to be any reason why it shouldn't. Wait a minute, I thought the government shutdown was such a big thing for the markets and the economy, even though during the government shutdown, we weren't having any impact, didn't have any impact on the markets. And certainly it's going to have a little bit of an income at this point, a little bit of an impact at this point on the broader economy. It has to. It has to. Certain things, it's a whole month of slowdown. So, you know that is going to have somewhat of an impact. Not to mention, why would I have a difficult time. I'm a government contractor, right? And I know that I wasn't able to place any orders for the month of January because there wasn't anybody answering the phone or whatever to do that. So I wasn't able to do that. So that put some things on hold for my planning. Now, here's the deal. So in the next 3 weeks, do I try to get enough orders in as a contractor? Do I try to get as much done and as much in as I possibly can that I know I'm going to get paid for before 3 weeks is up? Because in 3 weeks, it could all be shut down again, right? So how do I manage that? How do I do that? The point is, you can't manage it. It's hard to manage. It's almost impossible to manage. So, look, we've got to expect first quarter GDP to slow a little bit. Yes, I get that, and that is for certain. But the markets weren't technically impacted by that. And they weren't. When we look at it, they weren't. They didn't seem to care a lick. Well, they are today. And two of those areas would be things that would be indicated by a slowdown that is driving this market. Some of the technology stocks, Boeing, Caterpillar, two in particular. Now, look, I think we have buying opportunities. I won't speak to Boeing. Boeing's not on my list. But on Caterpillar, I would say we could have some buying opportunities. Why? Because suppose the government stays open at the very same time that by, 3 weeks from now, we start to see a more conciliatory tone about U.S. and China trade. As a matter of fact, we could have some key pieces of that trade, some components, in place moving forward. It's possible, not likely, but it's possible. But certainly trade is going to impact Caterpillar and Deere and some of these other industrial stocks dramatically. And we've got to look at that. So anyway, it's awfully hard to call, but I think it could be a buying opportunity as we could potentially, and I don't know where it is. I'm trying to find out as I say that. But Caterpillar is, we could see it go and stay below 120. So And that is very possible. We saw already, the last time we had a point below 120 was sometime in the end of December, remember? And we could get back to that point. And if we get to 120 or lower, certainly it's going to be a buying opportunity. This is already a stock that is incredibly valued. We have an unbelievable value here in this stock. So there's a whole lot of other things in the markets and on my list, or will be on my list, that are going to be similar to that. So at last night late, I had some things, my list done of some things that were going to go on the list. This morning, I pulled back on that, seeing some of the earnings reports coming in. So, but there will be plenty of things on there. So we'll watch that. 844-707-5533. 844-707-5533. Craig Haggard, our ag reporter, is coming up. Now, the dollar apparently is rallying a little bit, some strength in the dollar. That has an impact on ag commodities. So we're going to, you know, we've got to be concerned about, we've got to watch that. So that is going to be something very, very important for the rest of this week that we're going to have to watch carefully and pay attention to Craig Haggard. And I just want to remind you that our ag report is on our website in about an hour, 2 hours, by noon or so. It's usually up on our website so you can go back and hear it. You don't have to hear it live. You can hear it then as it will be posted immediately. A lot of people listening to it when they get in the evening, they get to listen to the Ag Report. Craig, one of the best, and we're grateful to have him as part of our team here at Financial Issues. So Craig Haggard coming up with our Ag Report. Then we're going to go to phones. We'll take a look at a couple other things. I want to talk a little bit about oil as well. And coal. I haven't talked about coal, but some interesting development coming out about coal that could be beneficial. Here's Craig Haggard. We'll be right back after this.
This is Craig Haggard with your Financial Issues Ag Update. Corn closed out the week Friday on a higher note, with all the futures months 2 to 3 cents higher. The trade was excited by the news that the government will be open for at least 3 weeks. It's anticipated that during that time, we're going to get caught up on reports and finally get the final production numbers for corn and soybeans. The market was also energized by the potential for Chinese corn purchases. On Friday, the Chinese government issued a statement to its state firms instructing them to actively purchase grain for the reserves. They're currently estimated to have over 170 million bushels of unused corn storage capacity. So if we do see aggressive buying over there, it could have ripple effects throughout the corn market. In the overnight trade, spot corn futures are trading unchanged. Soybeans traded higher as concerns over weather woes in South America continue to plague the market. With 10 to 12% of the Brazilian soybean crop harvested, it seems that fears of reduced yield are being realized. In related news, Friday saw the International Grains Council lower estimated world soybean production by 4 million metric tons, down to 363 million. In the overnight trade, spot soybean futures are feeling a little bit of pressure and are trading down 3 cents as I record this. Wheat was unable to follow corn and beans to a higher close as it was pressured lower by a report from Silvicon, which increased the projected Russian wheat export volume by 500,000 metric tons. Now, that flew in the face of the news that has been traded earlier last week that Russia would be pulling back from the export market. In the overnight trade, Chicago is a half cent higher, Kansas City is two higher, while Minneapolis is up a penny. Cotton had a good performance, with March futures closing up 99 points to settle at 74.13. We are still in a very tight trading range with solid resistance around the $75 level basis the March futures. In the overnight trade, spot cotton futures are trading 20 points lower. Livestock futures had kind of an uninspiring session. February live cattle were the star of the show as they closed up 70 cents for the day. March feeder cattle went the other direction as they were down 70 cents for the session. Lean hog futures continued their recent struggles, with February futures gapping lower to close down $1.45 for the day. February lean hogs went from a high of $62.02 a week ago Tuesday to a low of $58.05 on Friday before settling at $58.37. So that's a pretty ugly week that they experienced, and hopefully this week will bring a reversal of fortunes for the hog market. After a tough week of losses, Class 3 milk futures managed to close slightly better on Friday, with February futures up 4 points to close at $13.98. In the overnight trade, that trend is continuing, with Class 3 February futures trading 2 points higher as I record this. In the cash markets, choice beef boxes were 74 cents lower at $217.01, while selects were down 11 cents as they settled at $212.03. In hogs, the pork carcass values closed 40 cents higher for the day as they closed out the week at $67.67. This has been Craig Haugard with your Financial Issues Ag Update. We'll be right back with...
Would you consider taking charge of your financial stewardship while being biblically responsible with God's money? Consider partnering with Financial Issues. For a contribution of $85 a year, you'll get Dan's buy list every Monday morning. Receive our regular email alerts and have access to Dan's asset allocation models. You can ask questions of Dan as part of his market and economic conference call every month. But best of all, you'll be supporting the Ministry of Financial Issues. Would you become a partner today? You won't regret it. Go to financialissues.org. That's financialissues.org.
My grandfather taught me that you should always leave a place better than you found it. That it's important to invest in the lives of your children and grandchildren, leaving them with a godly legacy they can build on. That's why I decided to set up a charitable gift annuity with the AFA Foundation. I know that my gift will support a ministry that honors the biblical principles I hold dear, and it's a way to invest in the future of our country. The AFA Foundation also arranged for me to have a steady fixed income, so I don't have to worry in the midst of changing times.
Call the AFA Foundation today to find out how you can set up a charitable gift annuity. Just call 800-326-4543, extension 345.
The AFA Journal is the monthly magazine of the American Family Association.
The mission of the AFA Journal is to motivate people to get involved in issues around their community and around their state and nation.
We want people to go out and actually do something, to become involved in their community. People who read the journal take the magazine, they hand it to friends, they hand it to neighbors, they hand it to people at work.
If you'd like to get the AFA Journal, simply go to afajournal.org. You can sign up for a one-year free subscription.
Bringing healing and providing for our needs.
Statement in the Constitution of the United States says this, that we the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty. I don't know what part of that we don't get anymore. That was written by men who cared about this country deeply.
Financial Issues with Dan Celia.
Welcome back, Financial Issues. 844-707-5533, 844-707-5533. If you want to queue your call up, you're welcome to do that. Right now, we're looking at all indices in negative territory. Listen, Germany has put out a report. Germany's big utility company, government-involved utility company, is saying that their goal of exiting coal, in other words, so in 2022, they were going to start winding down their power plants. They have a lot of coal-fired power plants. And so in 2020, they were going to start winding all that down with the hopes of by 2038 to exit coal altogether. Was going to be any coal burned in Germany in 2038. They're now saying that that plan is not a good one, and it's going to have far-reaching consequence on the German energy sector. And they're saying, I guess they got to rethink all of that. So that is good for the global coal industry in general, and I think Germany and other nations are going to rethink that. And it's interesting when the whole thing was developed, because just 5 years ago, Germany had on the drawing board, I don't know if they completed it or not, but had on the drawing board that they were going to build new coal-fired plants. So interesting. Now, I don't know if Germany, one of the other energy concerns that they would have, I mean, I don't know if they have the nat gas capacity to, you know, in the country to be able to do that. The other thing is, You don't want to switch over to diesel fuel to run your turbines. That's going to create almost as big a carbon footprint as coal. And you can, one thing you could do is clean up your coal. So if you're going to spend money in cleaning up your coal-fired emissions, then there wouldn't be any reason to change to a different fuel, carbon fuel, unless you can get to natural gas, which burns the cleanest. So that could have an impact on the coal industry altogether. And so I found that interesting. European markets still down. So I don't think they're having some currency issues that they are wrestling with. But right now, the market's here down considerably. We'll see what happens by the end of the day. This is driven by industrials primarily. The industrials hurting the market at this point. 844-707-5533. Let me go back to phones. We have lines open, folks. If you want to queue your call up, you're welcome to do it. But let me go to Linda. Linda's calling us from Texas. Hi, Linda.
Good morning, Dan. I just stumbled onto you a few months. Well, no, it hadn't been a few months ago because someone recommended the AFR station, and I'm just hooked every morning, and I just appreciate all the information. Something funny, when y'all are referring to these I-21s and J, et cetera, I thought, what's the name of that stock? Well, I realized that you're referring back to your where it
our
is
list.
Located.
Yes, yes.
So I'm glad I didn't call my investor, but I am so frustrated over some annuities I have. And while I was waiting, now I was still thinking, I thought, well, you know, I'm frustrated over this. I think I can make better interest, even though the interest is okay. So I thought, well, in the event of an emergency, you have maintained your initial investment. That's a plus.
Yes.
Because you've maintained that and you've received dividends, or you know, throughout the years, then what you would owe tax on would be minimal. So you could do that. You could cash out, get just that. Well, you get your whole investment without losing money, as opposed to stock that might be down at the time you needed it. But I can make better interest in stock. And I've wondered, every time I discuss this with my investor or my broker with UBS, he just really backs away. And maybe it's because he realizes I would never lose anything if I had to have it. Do you know what the fees are that normally, do they make a high fee on this? And does the insurance company make anything other than they just use your money? Do they also get a fee?
Oh, yes. They get it quite a large fee. Yes.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
So
yeah. So
they're getting a fee, and yeah, the investor's getting a fee.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, well, this
Well, tell me what your goal is with the money. Is this money that you want to use someday to help supplement your income?
I'm 75.
Okay.
And I have been so blessed, Dan, because we were really strapped for, you know, we didn't extend ourselves. We always stayed in our budget. We paid our bills monthly because we didn't want to get in debt. But we were very blessed the last few years, and I have acquired quite a bit of money through investing and interest, et cetera. Expense of running a home is great, and I don't have a large home. Mm-hmm. It's like maybe 2,200 square foot. It's very, very modest. Okay. I downsized. I added up year before last, and it wasn't for taxes. People get confused. Oh, you can't deduct that. I said, I know I don't, but I want to know what it is costing me to live annually. And I wrote down this expense that included the gasoline, haircuts, utilities, property. It went on and on and on. That, before you do anything, was close to $25,000. Mm-hmm. That was with nothing. You know, I hadn't even gone out and bought food. So yeah. I would like to have a little bit more freedom. And I do get a sizable amount, but when you come into all the expenses, then that's subtracted from that amount. And I'm not frivolous and I'm not frugal, and I donate to the church, and there's ministries in December that I do donate to. They're designated. But for some crazy reason, I would like to leave my son a considerable amount, even though he doesn't need it. We weren't able to help him that much when he was growing up. Like Kevin, he was a workaholic, and he did stuff on his own. But I would just like to be as a gift to him. Mm-hmm. I don't want to be. And also at 75, I have had cancer twice. You don't know what God's plans are. Mm-hmm. But I could have a lot of plans. I could have more. My family really had longevity, 90s, you know, et cetera. So you don't really know what you're going to need, is, you know, from day to day. And this, these annuities have just really bothered me for quite a while. They just keep coming back. I think, what kind of expenses am I paying on these annuities?
How long have you had them, Linda?
Well, all of them have reached the expiration date.
Okay, that's
one.
What I was getting at. Okay,
one of them has not.
Okay.
And I have four that total up to, four of them total to a little over $400,000. Mm-hmm. But something that I don't understand, I just printed out some stuff. Like one of them, well, I haven't received anything. It was in, there's, I guess they're being, I don't know what he's doing this. But one of them, this Ohio National Foundation Plus, 1 year, I received, oh, it varies, $2,000, a little over $2,000 a year. But it shows total withdrawal, $48,000, a little over $48,000. It was, the original investment was 2008, so we'll just round off 10 years. 10 years at 2,000, which I don't know if I made that every year, if it just starts getting bigger, would only be like, we'll just say 20, 25,000. Mm-hmm. So where is this total withdrawal amount of like double what I have received?
Well, that's sure. that's counting all the fees.
That 48,000.
Yeah, I mean,
they're getting about $20,000 in fees in the 10 years I've had this.
Well, it could be as you withdraw, you may be. Are you all? Do you know that you're withdrawing from the principal?
Supposedly, I'm withdrawing just what the interest is that it makes annually.
Well, but is your principal, has your principal gone down?
No.
So then, that must be the withdrawal plus fees. I assume it has fees. It may not. I mean, I know it has fees, but it may not be included in that number. But that would include the what you've actually taken out. Have you taken that much money out of the account over the
no,
year?
No, it just pays you. As I said, I don't know what it's paid annually since 2008. But like last year, it paid a little over $2,000. That's just what it's paid the past 2 years.
$2,000 a year? Or are you getting a monthly?
Over, no, a year.
A year.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. You need to ask them, and you need to do it pretty quick as to what that $48,000 is. I don't understand that unless they have market loss in there. They obviously don't have market loss in there because you say your principal's never gone down. So I'm not sure what that is, Linda. I'm a little confused myself, so I expect you are. But you know, you need to ask them specifically what that withdrawal is and where it's going. If it's being withdrawn, it's going somewhere. Where's it going? And if it's you're drawing out $48,000 and the principal's not going down and you're not getting the $48,000, it's got to be going somewhere, and you need to find out where that is.
Well, these that have expired, do you see any reason that I shouldn't just take them and reinvest them? Like, I'm not talking about, well, you never know what stock's going to do anyhow. Yeah. You can pick a good company, but I'm not talking about techs and NASDAQ. Like, for
yeah,
example,
sure.
AT&T,
yeah.
They pay like 5% or something. I could make a better interest choosing a good stock and watching it. Do you think? And then I think, well, I'm going to find out about the fees.
Yeah.
Or would it be better to leave it?
Yeah, it would definitely be better for you. I'll put you on hold, Linda, and come back to you just to kind of give you Oh, sorry, we've got a guest coming up, but I would definitely move it over. I would definitely move it somewhere. Look at our income portfolio on the website.
It either is or it isn't. When it comes down to it, that's all that really matters when choosing a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz. It's either certified by Mercedes-Benz factory-trained technicians or it isn't. It's either backed by an unlimited mileage warranty for up to 5 years or it isn't. It's absolute confidence in 30,000 precision parts or it isn't. The Mercedes-Benz Certified Pre-Owned Sales Event, now through February 28th, only at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. Come in today and we'll help cover your first month's payment. Offer available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services. There are those who settle for nothing less. For them, the choice is simple. It's either up to Mercedes-Benz standards, or it isn't. It's flawlessly maintained, or it isn't. It's either Mercedes-Benz Certified Pre-Owned, or it isn't.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on credit towards your first month's payment and certified pre-owned warranties.
If you suffer from heartburn or other digestive-related disorders, then there is a new, safe, better, and natural alternative to better digestive wellness and heartburn relief. Praxid not only provides relief of heartburn, but Praxid takes a 360-degree approach to support better digestion, protect you from harmful bacteria, and also balance your stomach to improve digestive functions.
We like to think of it as the multivitamin of digestive health.
It's the only product to combine all natural ingredients known for the digestive health properties into a single patented product. Praxid also comes in easy-to-carry packs. Praxid relieves, restores, and maintains a healthy digestive system. Praxid is available here for only $39.95. Shipping and handling is free, and your money back is guaranteed.
To take advantage of this special radio offer, call now. 1-800-829-5685. That's 1-800-829-5685. 1-800-829-5685.
Time changes everything. For me, becoming a single father of two young kids, it changed my ability to use my timeshare. The frustration of not being able to use it was compounded by annual maintenance fees that nearly tripled over a 3-year period. I was desperate to get out. After searching online for sell my timeshare or get out of my timeshare, it just looked like one scam after another. I needed a real, permanent, and legitimate way to get out of this for good. I'm Brandon Reed, the founder of Timeshare Exit Team. We will get you out of the timeshare you can't use or can't afford anymore. We get people out safely, legally, and permanently. We are more successful because we have more solutions. Schedule a free consultation to review your ownership situation and find the best strategy for you. If we can't get you out, we will give you a full refund. Call Timeshare Exit Team today.
Call 800-929-8112. That's 800-929-8112. That's 800-929-8112.
Call Timeshare Exit Team today.
Shop, you save.
Our Lord, how excellent is your name in all of the earth. Oh Lord, how excellent.
Welcome back, Financial Issues. I'm Dan Celia. It's great to be here. You're listening to Marty Goetz. Marty Goetz is our worship leader at our retreat. We're very, very excited. And you've heard some testimony to this as people have called in and said, somebody called in yesterday and said, Dan, you're absolutely right. If you can't get into a state, if Marty can't lead you into a state of worship, man, you got issues. And he is amazing, and we are proud, Yvonne and I, to call he and Jennifer friends, and we're so glad they're going to be with us. Marty is on the phone with us. Marty, good morning.
And
it is. Are you in Nashville?
I am, and I think Jennifer's on as well, Mike.
Oh, Jennifer's with us.
Well, I am, but I don't need to be.
Oh, no, that's great. No, I'm glad you are.
I'd love her to be, actually.
Yeah, it is great that you guys are with us. And, you know, I just want to tell everybody, Marty, Jennifer, and Misha, their daughter, produced a live concert in Jerusalem. And it's on DVD and CD as well. It is an amazing event. And I'll tell you, you guys did an unbelievable job.
Thank you. And yes, not only live in Jerusalem, it's live overlooking Jerusalem.
Yes, so. I was just, the scenery, and that's what, we've had so many comments on it, because we got a number of those, and we sent a few of those DVDs to friends of ours.
Oh, thank you.
And they just have raved about it. So I can't wait for the retreat, and I hope you will have some of those there that we can sell, but we'll put some clips up from the DVD, but I can't wait to share that with everybody. It is an amazing.
Well, good. Thank you for sharing it with people, and we will definitely have them with us. And it's our newest project, and it was something that my daughter had a vision for. My daughter Misha had a vision for more than I must confess, either Jenny or neither Jenny nor I had a vision for it, but my daughter did. So I suppose we put something in there pretty good with her in raising her. She's our one and only. So I guess it's the investment's coming back.
That's great. And I'll tell you, her vision of that was so spot on and so wonderful to all of us who have a heart for not only Israel, but a heart obviously to be worshiping God, and the scenery and you know, everything, the way it was produced. And I'm sure it was a very long time in the making.
Yeah, well, we appreciate your spreading the word about it, and we're in negotiation as well with some folks to have it on Christian television, hopefully. And hopefully that'll spread the word to other people as well.
Well, so we would love to air it on financial FISM TV.
That'd be great.
We air a number of special programs, including the Day of Remembrance and other things from Jerusalem. Mm-hmm. But we would love to do that. I was going to talk to you about that if we could do that.
Well, good. That'd be great. And then we should have your CD of Dan singing Sinatra.
Oh, please.
We need to have that too.
Can you mute Marty for a minute? No, I'm going to kid.
People don't know that about you.
Listen, we don't need people to know. But I have people that are holding that over my head, Marty, that have recorded it on their cell phones. And every day I'm being blackmailed over my own retreat. It's a horrible thing.
But you're going to have an encore, though.
I don't think so. Not this year. I'm going to have laryngitis, I think. But we had a great time. Tell folks about the retreat, and I hope you guys have been blessed by it as well. And Dr. Woodrow Kroll coming back again this year. And
good, because I felt like I misspoke with Dr. Kroll last year when I said something about something that implied that it was important to have a spiritual experience as well as good theology, and I felt like that wasn't smart to say that. He's a theologian, you know, but he accepted my apology last year, but I might have to double down on it this year.
Well, I'll make sure I remind him and everybody of what you said.
But I wasn't, but that's one great thing about your retreats, you know, because you deal with things of finances and investment and things like that, if people don't realize that really to go to one of your retreats, even if you had no interest in those things, which is certainly most people do, but the teaching and the instruction that you provide for everybody is really top notch. I mean, as good as any kind of a spiritual retreat you'd get anywhere. So, you know, it's wonderful to people finding out about investing in the kingdom, you know, in terms of their finances, and also how to invest and how to govern their what they're stewards of. But also, even if they just came to just have a spiritual time and a time of fellowship with your folks, that would be worthwhile coming. So it's a great event, we think, and we're blessed that you honor us to be part of it.
Well, we're blessed that you do. You're so gracious to be able to do that for us every retreat, and it is such a blessing. It is about a time to retreat from the world, a time to worship God, a time to have great fellowships.
Yeah.
Fellowship and be in the Word, as a few people can do, like Dr. Kroll. And
yeah,
we are so grateful. And I always say when I'm talking about the retreat, if Marty can't get you in a state of worship, you need to get your worshiper fixed because it's broken. It's out of order because you do an unbelievable job of drawing people into a state of worship. And it is such a joy to just, and we laugh and we kid and we have fun. We have a great time of fellowship. And it really
and yeah,
be
you get,
you.
And they could even dance with their wives if you get to sing a few tunes.
Can. We'll play a recording of something.
But also, I appreciate you saying that. And you and Yvonne will have to have write down a list of any requests that you have so that we can make sure we do them.
Yeah, we will do it. I know Yvonne's already got it in her mind. And I know she came up with a theme this year of God is Able,
yeah,
which Wood loves and you love, but there's a song that is called God is Able from Smoking Norval, and I said to her, I said, well, why does Marty have to, I mean, Marty doesn't have to sing that song. There's so many songs in there. Are you sure you know, Marty, make sure you ask him if he's okay with that. He's got so much great stuff. And she said, oh, no, he's gonna sing it. I said, what did you talk about? She said,
well, you have to make sure I know the exact which one you're talking about.
So she
said, I'll leave that to her.
Well, she's already got it done, so you better find out because she's planning on it. So
okay.
It is. But it is great to have you and Jennifer and it is such a blessing. And I just hope that everybody listening is going to be inspired, motivated to come and spend some time to worship God, to praise Him, and we do so much of it, to have incredible fellowship, make new friends, and be in the Word of God, and we're so excited about it.
And not to be flippant about it, but our prayer would be that we fly, by the Spirit, we fly higher than your eagles.
Oh, come on now. Jeez. Marty.
Sorry.
Didn't mean to take
a moment.
No, it's okay. It's okay. We're still living last year right now, so we're okay.
Well, those who wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength and mount up with wings as eagles. So that's what we'll be looking to do.
That sounds good. Marty, we sure appreciate you and Jennifer. And Jennifer, we love you guys, and we're so grateful. And everybody that will leave this retreat will thank us for Marty. And they just love you guys so much. The people, I love the people that didn't know who you were or had never heard you before at a retreat, and what they say when they leave in just total amazement and awe of how you worship God. And we are so grateful that you continue to choose to use these incredible gifts that God has given you.
Thank you, brother. Well, you're an amazing fellow and brother in the Lord, and we really admire you and your commitment and your amazing faithfulness. So we pray that we will be as much those things as you are, and you and your lovely bride, and she'll let us know what we need to do.
Oh, she will. She will. Yes.
She's little, but she packs a wall.
She does. I've been living with her for 38 years. I know all about it.
It's in a good way.
In a good way. In a good way, of course. Of course. I always tell people I've had 38 incredible years, and I know she's had at least 8.
Yeah, right.
So
I think I've stolen that line from you. I think unconsciously I stole that line from you. But you say it better with that East Coast flair.
Marty, we appreciate you, brother, and you
right,
and Jennifer.
Brother Dan.
We thank you so much. We're glad you're coming. We can't wait. And we're looking forward to spending that time in worship with you guys.
Thank you, and thanks again for spreading the word about Live from Jerusalem.
Yes, we'll keep doing it. We will
All right,
keep
brother.
Yep.
Love to Yvonne, and shalom to y'all.
Thank you.
So, okay.
Shalom to all you all.
All y'all. You're
all
right.
You all.
Stand correct.
That's plural. I've learned that from Philadelphia. All you all is plural for you all.
I'm in Nashville. I should be. They're going to come knock at my door and they're going to correct me here.
Oh, man. That Cleveland kid still comes out of
that's true.
All right. Thank you, Marty. God bless you and
thank
Jennifer.
Thank you, brother. You
and
too.
All that you're doing. Thank you.
Okay. Bang.
All right. God bless.
You too. Bye.
Folks, Marty Goetz, incredible work.
I was definitely a skeptic at joining Samaritan Ministries because I didn't understand it. I was used to the traditional system, so I was afraid.
I thought, what if this doesn't work? I mean, we're going to give up this whole concept of insurance, and we're going to trust God and His people? And I was like, yeah, well, of course.
What we pay every month is about 30% of what we were paying in insurance. And what we get back is so much more, financially, of course, but spiritually and with the care of the community, you can't touch it.
We, as a body of believers, are living out New Testament Christianity. This idea that Samaritan has adopted from the book of Acts should permeate all parts of our lives, not just health sharing.
Going crazy for a new Italian diet pill that burns three times more fat than dieting alone. And the next 100 callers get three bottles for free. Sold under the brand name Invigorate 3X, this powerful pill triggers metabolic acceleration, a process that's deficient in most Americans, making weight loss a hassle. But a new study shows 30 pounds gone in 90 days with just two capsules a day. Julie B. of Nashville says, I was skeptical, but when I saw a famous doctor made it, I decided to try it. I was shocked. I lost 16 pounds in 6 weeks. For a limited time, our listeners get three free bottles with a qualifying order. Call 1-800-932-1789 now to get started. Call in the next 10 minutes and also get a free bottle of the doctor's Ultra Detox. And don't forget your free 14-day diet fix. No obligation and 100% free when you call right now. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789.
Leafs Christian Community Credit Union. Your money building God's kingdom.
The opinions and recommendations expressed by Dan are his own and do not necessarily represent the opinions of this station or any of the show's sponsors.
A good friend of mine and a brother in Christ, he and his wife, just great, great friends of ours from East Texas, and just texted me and just said, well, we said the studio's looking good. Thank you, Randy. We're going to be showing that out as we this week. So hopefully you guys will get a chance to tune in and see that. And I know you guys will be at the retreat and looking forward to Marty. And he also said... He said, we're so proud of y'all. He had to get that in there. And Marty and Jennifer. So thank you, Randy. I appreciate it, brother. Great stuff. Marty Goetz is a wonderful guy. And I'll tell you, you will love Marty at the end of this retreat. And you're going to follow him. You're going to buy his CDs. I hope they have them with them. But we have all of them. And we... and I was talking, I was at lunch with one of our board members who was at the retreat last year. We'll be out again in this year. And he has it in his car. He says that's all he listens to is Marty. So he is a wonderful, wonderful guy. And our goal is to go on a trip to Israel with Marty. Marty is going, taking some folks to Israel. I don't know. He may be sold out. I should have asked him that, but... Marty has a trip to Israel, I think, right after the retreat in Israel, going to Israel. So he takes groups over there, and he is amazing. You notice he is a messianic, loves the Lord Savior Jesus Christ, Jew from Cleveland, Ohio. I think Cleveland. Is it Cincinnati? No, Cleveland. And just a great guy, and obviously has a heart for the Jewish people. So he is would be great to go on a trip to Israel. One of these days, maybe we'll have to plan it. We'll all go together. We'll take a bus of FISM people with his bus. We'll do that. That'll be fun. Anyway, I hope that you will be at the retreat and you will laugh and have a great time as we do. And as Marty said, the teaching is amazing. And the time in fellowship, in worship, and with the Lord, you will get more out of three sessions with Dr. Woodrow Kroll. Our theme this year is God is Able. And I'll tell you something. At the end of the retreat last year, and I am not exaggerating, I think every person that I talked to when they left the retreat had something to say about one specific thing, whatever it was. Different. We all had some different things, but we were kind of united on one thing that Dr. Kroll taught. And everybody said, oh my gosh, I was blown away by that. And he is amazing. And I'll tell you, if you've heard him on the radio for years, I mean, for years and years, he was the voice, the president, CEO of Back to the Bible, and on 600 radio stations. So many of you know him. But if you've heard him on the radio, but you've never been, been sitting under his teaching for any length of time, man, you are going to get a treat of your lifetime. And Yvonne and I met Marty Goetz, and we became friends years ago. It was 1997, I believe, or somewhere thereabouts, at the Cove, Billy Graham's Cove, and Marty was the worship leader for Woodrow Kroll, who was preaching at the Cove. And that's how we met Marty. And when we came away from that, we had already known Wood, but Dr. Kroll, but we walked away with new friends in Marty, and he's done our retreats, and we're so grateful. So, financialissues.org, it's right there on the front page. You can't miss it. You'll see a kind of a picture of what the hotel looks like and all, and you click on that. You can even watch a video. You'll see some scenes from last retreat. You can click on a video and you get all the information of how you can register. I hope you'll do that today. I hope you'll do it today, because here's the problem that we are a little nervous about that we have. So we didn't really think of this, but so we limit the size of our retreat. We don't want, hundreds and hundreds of people there. We want to keep it intimate because that's what makes it so special. But the problem this year is that we really didn't think about is because we have so many people local, close by, so many of our supporters and our partners so close by to the hotel, we're going to have a lot of people that are just registering for the retreat and are going to come. But our room we don't have the capacity. Here's what we wanted to have, and we can only have so many people. So our real fear is right now that we might have rooms still available but close the retreat out, not be able to use those rooms, which means we have to eat the bill for the rooms. So that could be a problem right now. We're trying to manage that. So if you're planning on staying at the retreat, staying there in the hotel, please register now. Let us get those rooms out of the way. Please register. We don't have that many to get through now at this point, but please register now so we don't have to worry it. Randy and Susan, our friends in East, they're going to sleep in their car, I think. We block them out of the room because they're friends, so we can just say, hey, we don't have enough rooms. No, not. But we want you to register early, and I hope you do that. We're going to have a great time. That's his most time. Yvonne, she's probably not listening. But if she was, she'd be very happy at our promo today. on the retreat. So I hope you'll register, financialissues.org. And it looks like we may have a special guest that's going to get up and say a few words about our religious freedoms. Not 100% sure, but talk to him this morning. Okay, 844-707-5533. Let me go to Desiree. Desiree is calling us from Texas, speaking of Texas. Hi, Desiree.
Hi, Dan.
Good morning.
I love listening to your show.
Thank you.
I have a question. My brother passed away in January of last year. At the writing of his will, he did not name the brothers and sisters individually, but just put my brothers and sisters, because he didn't know who would survive him. As we started probating the will and picking from the assets, one of the sisters passed away.
Okay.
Does this pass down to her children, or does this melt back into the estate to be divided among the remaining?
Yeah, that's a interesting question. I don't know how the state of Texas is going to handle it, but
it's
Colorado. Oh, it's Colorado. Okay. So here's what there's usually, which it doesn't sound like your brother did, have a stipulation that these are going to go to my children in equal shares, my sibling in equal shares, whatever it is. If they don't, they need to have in the will something that says, in the event one of my children or one of my siblings did not, you know, does not, is not still alive, then their share would go to their living children. But it has to be stipulated like that in the will. Generally, if it is not stipulated in the will, it would go to the surviving children. Now, it's very dangerous. You know, I always tell people, I used to tell people back when I had a trust company, I used to tell people all the time, please don't ever do that, you know. Or if I saw it in any of their will documents or trust documents, we always changed it so that that wouldn't happen. Because it kind of opens up the estate for protest. So it's very careful. But I can't speak again for the state of Colorado, but it's going to depend on the family court judge in the states that's going to be handling this. But it generally would go, stay in the pot, and would be divided up to the remaining sibling.
He was going on the assumption, because he Googled it, he Googled something and it said that it would pass to the heirs. I didn't feel it would pass to the heirs, since we weren't named individually, only as brothers and sisters. It just says divided equally among brothers and sisters.
Yeah. Yeah, well, that's probably what's going to happen then. But, you know, obviously, it's going to be, in this case, surviving brothers and sisters.
It should be surviving. But see, he's also saying, well, she's already gone through the round of picking the material asset. We did a draw thing, you know, and he has no children.
Yeah.
So she's already gone into that. He said he was going to go ahead and cut her a check.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's how it's going to have to go. It's going to just go that way, and you know, you'll find out if there's any issue in the state when you go through
probate. Simple matter.
Thank you, Desiree. I sure appreciate it. 844-707-5533 if you want to queue your call up. We've got another hour left, folks, so we're going to get to your calls and your Facebook questions. Queue them up right now. If you've got to leave us, I hope you have a wonderful day. Remember, all that you have is His. It's all the Lord's. Let's be found good and faithful stewards. Have a great day. God bless. We'll be back with more after this.
If we ever forget that we're one nation under God, then we will be a nation gone under.
authentic content, thought-provoking conversations, real life, celebrities talking about overcoming adversity and triumphing and success, as well as the pitfalls that they've had to overcome. Having those real conversations that are intriguing and purpose-filled that really lead us to having a more fulfilled and healthier life. If you're looking for content just like this, you need to check out The Celebrity Perspective with Ashley Burgess and live your true life.
You are watching Biz TV.